The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
I don't know exactly how to start this show this week. We got a lot of really goofy fucking news this week. We had close to 80 different links. What we do every week is we have a Slack. And when you come across an article that you find interesting, you throw it in the Slack. And then at the end of the week, usually on a Saturday, I grab the bits and pieces and I try and build a theme for each block of the show, the A, the B, the C block, right? So that each one has a particular theme and we can all follow along. It's supposed to, make conversation easier, make the discussions a little easier to have, you know, and we can kind of mix it in with what its own particular theme is. With that many this week, I didn't have a lot of, I had too many. I had too many choices on what to talk about this week. To the point that our number two story is being overshadowed by a Democrat that I am terrified of. And I'm going to explain why. But real quick, join me, won't you, folks, in welcoming Taylor.
Hello.
JC.
Hello.
And Tiffany's over there listening. She's going to wave. Mm-hmm. Representative Jared Moskowitz, Democrat out of Florida, slammed Marjorie Taylor Greene over Republican efforts to ban certain books in schools but not enact gun control legislation following the shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, by saying dead kids can't read. You guys are worried about banning books. Dead kids can't read, Moskowitz said at the House Oversight Committee Wednesday hearing on Wednesday. Referring to numerous GOP-led state legislatures where lawmakers have proposed laws allowing for restrictions on books that students have normally read as part of their school's curriculum. Moskowitz's criticism of Green and other Republicans came after a shooter killed three students and three staff members at a Christian private school in Nashville on Monday. Police said the shooter, 28-year-old Audrey Hall, was a former student, and that the school have not yet identified a motive. Green argued that the shooting was stopped because Hale was killed by a good guy with a gun. I'm going to put a pin in that and go, yeah, 15 minutes later after six fucking people died.
Yes.
And the good guys with the gun were the cops who were supposed to be there in the first place. And let's not forget Uvalde, Texas.
Yes. And
cops having guns is a whole different thing than private citizens having guns. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Come on.
Yeah, let's just always remember, though, police show up after the crime.
Yep.
They're not stopping crime.
Nope.
No, they're not.
So if you have a good talk about schools and protecting children, we need to talk about protecting our children the same way we protect our president, we protect our celebrities, we protect this building, she said. Mm-hmm. Hale was shot and killed by police about 15 minutes after authorities first received the alert about shooting. Six victims had already been shot. Did the good guys with a gun stop six people from getting murdered? No, Moskowitz said. Moskowitz said that he supported adding school resource officers following the 2018 shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And these officers are present every day at every school in the state. He said shootings like the one in Nashville are able to happen because the 1994 assault weapons ban, which banned the use of certain semi-automatic weapons, was allowed to expire in 2004. Quote, because you guys made it easy for people who don't deserve to have weapons, who are mentally incapable of having weapons of war, being able to buy those weapons and go into schools.
Mm-hmm. And in every single case, I mean, you can track, you know, the frequency of school shootings and the devastation of mass shootings. And you can see the increase starting in 2004, right after the assault weapons ban was allowed to expire.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But yeah, basically it just rolls down to, now here's where I'm going to get all pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he reminds me of?
Mm.
Anthony Weiner.
Uh-oh.
Before the Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger, Anthony Weiner. Yeah, because Anthony Weiner was a tough guy. We were actually rooting for him.
Firebrand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's what, and did you see his suit that he wore that day to work? Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And he was, I mean, just on fire in that hearing. And it was like, thank you. But yeah, when you mentioned he reminded you of Anthony Weiner, I'm like, oh yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah. It reminds me of when Anthony Weiner and
keep it in your pants.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz and a couple of the other freshmen that year.
Yeah.
Would go in to the House chamber and give late night speeches.
Yeah.
And they were great. They were wonderful. I miss those days because, you know, Anthony Weiner turned out to be Anthony Weiner, Carlos Danger. Debbie Wasserman Schultz turned out to be an absolute shill, you know, for the conservative interests of the Democratic Party. You know, I mean, those guys have just, and they've faded away. Though I did see Wasserman Schultz, and I can't for the life of me remember what the fuck she was talking about, but she got pissy in a meeting, and it was like watching her old self again. It was really neat to just see her get all fired up again, you know, not wearing a Hillary T-shirt. Former President Donald Trump, ready for your second story? Here's our number two story of the week. Former President Donald Trump has been indicted by a New York grand jury. This has, according to CNN, thrust the nation into uncharted political, legal, and historical waters and raised a slew of questions about how the criminal case will unfold.
This fucking pisses me off. That kind of hyperbole around it just pisses me off. We have these laws in place so that there's a threat to the individual. Don't violate these laws, campaign finance laws, security laws, that kind of thing. Don't violate these laws. We have these laws in place or you will be indicted. This is the first time we're indicting somebody for a law. Just because nobody had dared break the law before doesn't mean we don't enforce the fucking law when it is broken. And the fact that it took this fucking long to indict him for it.
7 years.
Yeah.
7 years. And it's the paying off the adult sex worker story.
Yeah.
Basically that it's like we're starting with the easiest and working our way up, I guess. There's a general feeling that maybe the other prosecutors moving up into the federal level will be emboldened by this happening and maybe get off their ass. Maybe Merrick Garland.
We know this investigation has been going on longer than any of them.
Sort of, because it got backbenched for 3 years.
Exactly. But we saw his lawyer, what's his name, get thrown in jail for it.
Michael Cohen.
Michael Cohen, his fixer, basically get thrown in jail for it.
So we already know that it's illegal, and the precedent has been set that it is illegal and has granted a conviction.
Yes.
Yeah, this should be a slam dunk.
It granted conviction of Cohen and a couple of other people as well were convicted for this. And here's Trump going, and everybody's like, well, then he's untouchable. I'm like, no, you don't just get to throw, you know, a scooter levy at any problem and say, okay, then we're done now. No, the same thing here with it. You don't get to just throw Michael Cohen under the bus and say, okay, we're done now. No, they talked about him as what individual one in the case is how they identified him.
Yeah.
And we all knew they were talking about Trump. And it's like, it's time to take him on. This is what we would have seen back in the 70s had Ford not pardoned Nixon as soon as he got into office.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is fair.
So since we never got to see it, everybody's like, just the hyperbole around it. This is unprecedented. It could change our country forever. I'm like, he broke the law.
It should change our country forever.
It should. Yes.
Okay, we did your grand tangerine experiment. It's time to fucking go okie dokie, oopsie daisy, and move the fuck on.
And and apply the law where the application application of the law is due. He is guilty, or he should be found. You know, he's been indicted. He should be now found. If he's found guilty, he should be convicted. He should be imprisoned. All the things they promised would happen if you violate campaign finance laws should be done. Yeah. Do I think any of that's going to happen? No.
Maybe.
It should be done.
Well, I mean, you look at a campaign finance law, and that's why this is so honestly disheartening to me, is, you know, it's a slap on the wrist and a $5,000 fine for the campaign finance thing. So that's where this gets tricky, because the indictment, for what we know, we don't know much because the indictment's been under seal. And as the time of recording and the day we dropped this Monday, it still won't be out from under seal. That's supposed to happen on Tuesday, I believe. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow as we drop this. 34 counts related to business fraud are in the indictment. Mm. 34 counts. I think this might be more than just the Stormy Daniels stuff.
More than just the campaign finance violation. It could be business violations.
I
saw a meme where, you know, it was like Trump giving an interview. He says, you know, all my life I've ripped people off. I've refused to pay. The one time I pay somebody, look what happens.
Yeah, that's a good one. But no, it's important to remember the campaign finance thing isn't actually attached to this, because that's a federal crime. This is all coming from the state. This is all business fraud. So this is all white collar crime. If Merrick Garland pulls his head out of his ass, which could take upwards of a month, given the pace he moves at.
Yeah.
You know, most of us can get our head out of our ass in a matter of minutes, given leverage and lubricant. But Merrick Garland, he's up there. You know, I don't like how long this is taking. I don't feel like patience. The guy's already decided to run for president, and the reason that he did that is because, as a candidate, it offers him certain unwritten challenges from federal authorities, because we already know that the FBI and the DOJ don't indict sitting presidents.
Right.
And right now, it feels more, and again, we're early in this, and it's just me being an impatient little bitch, but it feels like Merrick Garland's like, oh, he's a candidate now. Everybody be even more extra special careful than we were before. You know, I mean, fuck, Matt Gaetz got off. Bad choice of phrase. Matt Gaetz got away with fucking, you know, trafficking of an underage minor in paying money to an underage whatever.
Well, basically he got away with statutory rape.
Yeah.
He got away with statutory rape. And here in this case, Trump's getting away with violating federal law. And you're right. No, there are immunities granted to unwritten. It's unwritten. There's no definition. There's no defined law that says, no, anybody running for president or a sitting president is immune from the law. No, they just decided that's going to be the case. They're not going to pick on the president. Well, that's up to Congress to impeach him and remove him from power.
Yep.
Right.
They're too busy talking about public urination.
Exactly.
Wasn't that
a hoot? So funny. The patience that man had for not being like, didn't your husband flash some kids in a bowling alley?
Yep, that's what I would have done.
Like, the patience he had for not saying that.
Yeah, she just kept bringing it up. Did you support removing the criminal code of public urination? He's like, no. Did you vote for it? No. And she just kept saying it over and over again. Public urination, public urination, public urination. And he's over there going, it's still against the law. I don't know what your problem is. It's still against the law. There was a move to reclassify the level of severity. But
didn't the mayor say, like, hey,
the mayor said, no.
Yeah.
And the council went, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was Lauren Boebert we were talking about.
Anyway,
Jesus,
sorry.
What a mess. No, it's good. Because that was one that didn't make it this week, but it was still funny as fuck.
So funny.
A judge has ruled that the Dominion voting defamation suit against Fox News can go to trial, which is the one thing Fox News didn't want.
They don't want that, no.
Yep. Darn it.
But demoting Dominion voting system's whopping $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox News and Fox Corp is clear to go to trial. Mm-hmm. Barring a settlement or other unforeseen circumstances, the voting technology company will get to have its attorneys grill Fox News anchors and Fox Corp executives. Judge Eric M. Davis of the Superior Court in the state of Delaware ruled in a filing on Friday. The court will allow this civil action to go to trial, said the judge. Awesome.
Cool. I hope I hope I can watch it like I watched the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome. Really dope if I could watch
Probably
it.
Probably not on Fox.
Yeah. I
honestly suspect there'll be a settlement now that they were not able to block that latest.
I feel like they won't do a settlement just to stick it to them.
And I hope Dominion does that. I hope Dominion says no. We're going all the way with this.
Yep.
And then they're fucked. But yeah, Fox has got a lot of money. We talk about this a little bit tomorrow on the comic book podcast. Fox has got a lot of money.
Yep.
And they could throw that money at them and keep this from being much more. And then everything gets sealed up, and the public doesn't know the extent of all of it.
See, and I don't think Dominion can let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're trying to clear their name, and the only way to clear their name is to absolutely sink Fox as hard as they can. Because Fox also has Smartmatic, another mm-hmm. voting tech company, that filed a $2.7 billion lawsuit against the TV station.
Right.
Both of them allege that Fox News falsely claimed that the companies had rigged the election, repeated items about the manner, and then refused to engage in efforts to set the record straight. The 2020 election was not fixed, and its results were certified by multiple legal processes. Over 60 judges mm-hmm. were like, you're full of shit, you're full of shit, you're full of shit, you're full of shit. One judge out of 62, I think, was like, mm-hmm. Part of that's all right, but the rest is full of shit.
Multiple recounts in many states.
Yeah.
Happened because of it. Georgia, most famously, literally doing a vote by vote count.
Same with Arizona.
Actually fully recounting the votes. Yeah, Arizona, same thing. Fully recounting the votes rather than just doing an average, or a sampling like they normally do.
Yep. My sister's mother-in-law was so excited last year because she was selected to go to Arizona to help recount again.
Ouch.
Nice.
And it's like they were so stoked about it.
I'm so happy they enjoy menial
I mean,
tedious
they're like
tasks.
80.
I have many tasks for them if this is what they enjoy.
They're 80-year-old lifelong Republicans because their husbands were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's always gross.
Yeah.
Like my stepmom was one of my favorite people in the world. I loved her more than just about any other human being that has ever walked on this planet. But she gave up coffee for my dad. And I, every time I was in her house with a cup of coffee, would just tease the shit out of her for it.
Smell this.
She's like, it's religion. I'm like, it's a suggestion from your religion. It's not mm-hmm. a commandment.
Yeah.
But if you and dad want to be, look, they were deliriously happy with one another. They had a wonderful relationship. Mm-hmm. This is like the one tiny thing I can make fun of because otherwise, what they had, I wish to have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I do. I tell my dad that all the time.
You should make him stop drinking coffee. Because you love her so much.
Maybe not that much.
I love you enough to stop drinking coffee.
You don't drink coffee.
Shut up. I want her to know I love her.
That's fine.
I would start drinking coffee for you.
There you go.
And then give it up.
I think I need to leave the room.
Stop it.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think I need the camera angled a little better.
Yeah, I'll move it around. Don't you? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. This case is Fox News. This case is and always has been about the First Amendment protections of the media's absolute right to cover the news, Fox said in a statement. Fox will continue to fiercely advocate for the rights of free speech and a free press as we move into the next phase of these proceedings. Dominion countered that proposition, noting that, quote, the court has rejected Fox News's First Amendment defense and held that Dominion's lawsuit is consistent with the First Amendment. Because you can't say what you want. That's the First Amendment. And the government can't tell you to shut up. In this case, it's Dominion telling you to shut up, and you mm-hmm. didn't, and so they're suing you for money. And that's different than Congress telling you to shut up or the president telling you to shut up. That's yeah. The First Amendment doesn't work the way you guys think it works. It doesn't mean you can say whatever you want, whenever you want, for any fucking reason. You can utter the words, but there are consequences sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And this consequence is hopefully going to be $1.6 billion before the other guys get their 2.7. Mm-hmm. You know? At which point, you got to wonder if the Dominion guys were like, oh, shit, we didn't ask for enough. God damn it. former federal prosecutor said GOP's Jim Jordan committed a federal felony with his January 6th text that's punishable by as much as 20 years in prison.
Hmm.
Yep. Ohio Republican House rep sent a text message to Mark Meadows.
I think we've been saying that since January 20th, didn't we?
Yep. Anyway, Jim Jordan sent a text message to Mark Meadows on January 6th that said, on January 6, 2021, Vice President Mike Pence, as President of the Senate, should call out the electoral votes he believes are unconstitutional as not electoral votes at all, in accordance with the guidance from Founding Father Alexander Hamilton, judicial precedents. No legislative act, wrote Hamilton, in Federalist Number 78, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. So basically, he's like, he should lie,
mm-hmm.
and it has Hamilton to back up the fact that he's going to pretend not to be lying. I mean, that's really what it is. That's what he did. Was he's basically like, we should lie.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a historical precedence from Hamilton.
That's that not we a precedent.
Use to
that's
support just a, the lie. Yeah.
The Federalist Papers were basically an analysis of how the Constitution should be applied. And although we have used them in the past as justification for application of the Constitution.
Yeah.
In this case, Mr. Jordan, you are interpreting the Federalist Papers in a way that's convenient to you, but is not an actual, but does not actually interpret correctly. Yeah.
So this message was sent to Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan then forwarded it on to Mark Meadows. Mm-hmm. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner revealed during a recent segment on MSNBC that Jordan's message was a federal felony, one with a prison term that runs up to 20 years. Quote, what Jim Jordan did by forwarding that text was to obstruct an official proceeding, and that statute, which is a 20-year felony, says if you actually obstruct, or you attempt to obstruct, or you endeavor to impede an official congressional proceeding, like the electoral vote count, you've committed the federal felony of obstructing an official proceeding. I hope someone does something about it. That's what I hope. But in the meantime, as we can't, we're going to take a little break. When we get back on the other side, we're going to talk about regular folks.
Cool.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And JC.
Just wanted to talk to you for a minute about Patreon. Patreon.com. Patreon.com. That's where we raise the money to put these shows on each and every week. For those of you that weren't paying attention, we didn't hit our fundraising goals this year, and so we need your help to keep the shows going.
Please.
Now, more than ever.
Oh.
We don't say that. That's.
I thought we were not being aggressive.
Yeah, that's bad political writing zone right there.
In the arms of
angels. There you go. You do that. So, anyway, every week that we record, we put special content behind a paywall over at patreon.com/defendmedia for you to listen to so that you know deep down inside you're better than everyone else. patreon.com/defendmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Join us over there, will you? It's pennies on the dollar.
Please.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
I'll tell you my regret for the week.
Okay.
It's pay rent week.
Mine so, too.
Yep. So I'm broke as fuck, and I didn't get to go see the new Dungeons & Dragons movie this week.
Yeah, I didn't get to either.
And it's I really want to support this sort of stuff people that I know and trust have seen it and think it's fucking amazing. You know, so the fact that I didn't make it is I've hurt my own feelings is what I've done. I've hurt my own feelings because Chris Pine's in it, and I'll watch anything that motherfucker makes.
No, it just looks like the best thing ever, and I need to go see it. But yeah, it was also it was not just pay your rent. It was also catch up some bills that were threatening to do shutoffs if I didn't take care of them. So
yep,
yeah,
yep.
There was no money left.
I got the same thing tomorrow with my power bill. I am buggered as to what the fuck to do.
At least one of them, I wound up making a phone call and asking what we can do, and they gave me an extension, but I got to keep up with, I got to make sure I don't not only pay this one, the past due, but then in 2 weeks I have to pay the actual bill or everything gets fuckered again.
Yep.
They'll just shut me off. So
yep.
It's one of those, you do this and this is what you're going to do. Do you agree, sir? Yes. Yes, I do. I agree. Yeah. Writing on the bill. You will pay on this date, motherfucker. Don't be a dumbass. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. We got some news. We got some news about people that work for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Lowe's. Now, we like Lowe's. Remember that.
We do like.
Because sometimes it's easy to mix them up.
Well, I mean, like
Home
Depot.
We like the blue one. We don't like the orange one.
Home Depot constantly condemns the owner.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. So I kind of like them because of that.
I like that they do that.
I always like that. I try to think of their CEO is definitely the one that is the person choosing where to donate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But when they donate in the name of the company, that's when it's suspect. It's like, if the CEO is the one donating, it was his own money under his own name, whatever. You can do whatever you want. But it's when you're donating in the name of the company that I'm like, boycott time. Yeah. And his mistake was, he at first started donating in the name of the company, and the rest of the board was like, we didn't agree to that. And they had to backpedal, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, Lowe's, who we like, has started offering a 4-day work week after complaints of chaotic scheduling. Employees are delighted. They implemented the 4-day work week in August 2022. Following employee scheduling complaints, many employees say they're fans of the optional 4-day work week. Lowe's said in March that its staffing levels are the best the company's seen in the last 3 years. I like a 4-day work week. 4-10s, brilliant. I can do 4-10s.
I can't even make it through a full 8-hour day. But I'm in marketing, so I don't have to.
That is.
I did 4-10s for a while, and
4-10s way better.
The 4-10s burnt me out, though. I got burned out way quick, and yet I should have given them up. But I really liked that Friday off, so I didn't, and it wound up costing me the job because I was just so burnt out.
Mm.
10 hours was just too much to work, and I still wasn't that far away from a job where I'd been putting in 10 to 12 hour days because we were in a forced march.
Yeah.
And it was like 6 days a week, and you were there every day, all day, every day. And it was like, yeah, I was burned out the whole time, but then everybody was burned out. So mine wasn't that noticeable. But when I went to 4-10s at this job, it was like, yeah, it's pretty noticeable. He's burned out and he's not performing the way he should. So
dance, monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dance.
So they fired me for spending too much time on the internet.
You're
As a web
developer,
I spent too much time on the internet.
That doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, but I thought it was funny. They thought you spend an excessive amount of time on the internet. Okay.
I think this is great because it's giving them a better way to actually, since retail is so sporadic with your hours, at least they're getting an extra day. They won't have to work more than 3 days in a row. And then they can actually have 2 days in a row off.
You get a day to rest, a day to recuperate, and a day to look for a new job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what my current 5-day schedule gets me screwed is I need that third day.
You need the third day. Yeah.
You know? Because, So anyway, the thing that I like about it most for Lowe's is that it's optional. You don't have to do 4 days.
That's pretty cool
too. Yeah.
Because when they changed the DMV here in Utah to a 4-day work week, that fucked with me pretty hard. I was not happy about that. You know? Do you remember that? Well, John Huntsman did it.
It was like every government agency here changed to a 4-10. But that just meant that every government agency was then closed on Fridays and Saturdays.
Lucky bitches.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. Lucky bitches indeed. Cyberpunk 2077 and The Witcher game developer CD Projekt Red. CD Projekt Red. I'm saying that because there's a K in there. Introduces menstrual leave for employees. That's fucking brilliant.
That would be so nice.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's just for a few hours where I just got to leave early because I had really bad fucking cramps and couldn't be there.
Yep. They have CD Projekt Red has announced that it will now offer menstrual leave for employees experiencing menstrual-related pain. The company publicly announced the new policy on March 30th, writing, "We're proud to offer menstrual leave to employees. Team members can now focus on their comfort and health by taking time off when suffering from period pain. It's all about inclusivity and fostering a supportive workplace." Now, I can hear the incels already.
What kind of woke shit is this?
I was thinking more. Well,
you're going to get tampons in the office next.
What do men get?
What do men get?
You get paid better, dummy. Shut up.
Fuck.
You get 30% more, dummy.
That's funny.
It's funny because it's true.
It's also sad for me.
It's very sad. It shouldn't be true. No, this is awesome because we've covered many stories where dipshit men just don't understand how any part of the female anatomy works, apparently. Where they, you know, I think Jeff's told the story about the guy who said, well, can't you just, you know,
wait?
Can't you just wait until you get home?
Yeah, there was a Utah legislator a few years ago that when one of his assistants that was working for him needed to run to the restroom because she was on her period.
Can't you just stop
it? He said, can't you just stop it? Because he didn't know how they worked.
Yeah.
And she had to explain to him, no, this is what it is, dummy. At which point he became not a great ally, but marginally one. He's like, oh, I had no idea. And it's like, sir, you're in your 60s.
They didn't learn that kind of stuff.
You think he'd figure it out because he had a wife and he had two daughters.
They didn't try and wait. Like, he didn't tell them to.
His daughters
probably never had a period in his eyes.
Not in his eyes. He was never around to, experience
that. Yeah, that's probably it.
He was always gone. No, and it's just, you can forgive an old guy to some degree because of when they grew up.
I can't.
There are 20-year-olds who think this now, who still think this shit.
Yeah, they don't teach health.
I think because sex ed's worse now than it was when we were in school.
It's totally worse.
I mean, it was dumb and ignorant as shit, but, you know, at least they could say penis back then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm very happy. I'm very pleased with this, and I hope that more companies start to adopt it. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Me too. Sorry, I'm just going to do it anyway, though.
I mean, that's fair.
I don't care.
I mean, as a boss, when I'm a boss, it's like, if you have a health issue, go take care of your health issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you have a death in the family, go take care of that. You shouldn't be here. Go fucking deal with it. Mm-hmm. And what hurts is over the years, how many people have been so shocked, you know, that'll happen. Mm. You know, that anybody, not just me, I'm not patting myself on the back much, little humble brag, but still, I'm always shocked by how shocked they are that somebody's actually treating them like a fucking human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think the key in this, though, is, you know, to Taylor's point, is that this is leave that they're given.
Yeah.
Meaning that they're not having to go unpaid for a couple of hours or a day or 2 days while they deal with, you know, menstrual issues. They get leave. So it's not there's no stigma about calling in and saying, well, I'm having bad cramps. I can't come in today. No, immediately they have leave.
You know, they'd be like, how bad are they?
Yeah. Like, you don't have,
there it
wouldn't
doesn't
even,
matter.
That even wouldn't even be a question. You just say, I'm having a menstrual issue today. Okay. Well, make sure you fill out the leave form or do whatever you got to do on the time card for leave.
I hope they don't have a leave form for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, something on the, you know, you go on your time card and you just mark off it's a leave. It's, you know, I'm taking sick leave for this day. And then boom, you're done.
Personal.
Yeah, personal leave, and you get paid for it, and that's the important part: is you're getting paid for that. While you don't have to like work, too often in this country, people have to work when they're sick, they have to work when they're injured, they have to work when they're having a mental health crisis, they have to work in the worst possible when they're going to be the least productive, they have to work because they don't have a choice. They don't have leave. We have a guy sitting right here who knows all about that, right, Jeff?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When you would rather take, you need to take the day off, but if you take the day off, you're fucked.
Oh, I'm absolutely fucked. Yeah,
because there's no leave for retail, so therefore you have to be there or you're fucked.
Yep.
Yeah. If you don't clock in, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's I'm not a paycheck away from being fucked. I'm one shift away from being fucked.
Right. Yep. And it's not like, you know, it's not like you'd lose your job necessarily because you could get it covered, but that just means you don't have that money. That 8 hours of pay is gone, and that can fuck you, especially when you're on a tight budget. Yep. So, yeah, this is more of this. You know, you want to say, what about for men? Well, let's open this up. Let's talk about, you know, leave for any reason that is going to affect your productivity. Let's let it happen. You know, treat employees like human beings.
It's more, I mean, for me, it's got a lot to do with, when you're dealing with employees, my base belief has always been they're here. They're going to do the best job they can to the best of their abilities, you know, and we're all going to try and do our best to go up together. Whereas most companies, it's all, you're here to fuck me out of money, and I'm going to do every fucking thing I can to make sure that every fucking penny I can squeeze out of you, I'm going to get, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's how most companies treat their employees. Mm-hmm. It's dipshit to behave that way. I know, as a boss, you know, that there's going to be time issues. There's going to be time wasting issues, you know, because everybody, just sometimes you just want to sit the fuck down for 5 minutes, you know, and sometimes that five turns into 10 because you're not really paying attention. But you know what? Those mental clarity moments are the things that we need to move forward with the rest of our hours. You know, to get to the day done. And it's because I've gotten in trouble too when working on web development for being on the internet too much. And it's like, how in the fuck would you like me to do my website building job without the internet?
Right.
I mean, that just comes down to basically fucking bosses that don't know how the fuck things work. But still, anyway, I like it. You know what I don't like? He transitions.
Yes.
Could have used a different word. GOP lawmakers override the veto of a transgender bill in Kentucky. Let me play this for just a minute. It's the third link down, block B, if you want to listen along.
It'll take a minute for mine to even pull up because my computer is really getting bogged down. Yeah.
I'm gonna go. Maybe you can hear it this time. Let's see.
Chants echoed throughout the Kentucky House chamber Wednesday, all as representatives voted on what opponents say is an extreme anti-trans bill.
We'll ask for order in the gallery.
It didn't come until after police forcibly removed people from the gallery, arresting them.
This is hate legislation.
Democratic lawmakers on the floor defending the protesters.
What you're watching right now is democracy. Yes, these people may be breaking a house rule to not speak in the gallery, but we've just broken all of our own rules by limiting debate on what is the quintessential issue for this session.
Yeah, the quintessential issue for this session is you are making second and third class citizens in the United States by making their progression through life illegal. And so the governor of Kentucky, in what I have to go as a moment, was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. No, this is too much. And he vetoed it. And these motherfuckers with their goddamn Alex sponsored bullshit went ahead and overrode the veto because they have GOP supermajorities.
Why is there even a governor? Like, what is the point if they can't even keep like do things
in Kentucky?
And
there's
Utah?
No point in Utah. There's no point.
And we just, Utah.
But, you know, for what it's worth, in Spencer Cox here at Utah,
no.
When it comes to having no point, he's perfected it.
Yeah.
He is the master of having no point.
I thought you'd be like, oh, well, he's like pro-trans kids and blah. And
fuck
it's like,
that.
No, he's not.
No,
he's
not.
Just like, oh, darn it. I said I was pro. I can't do anything about this.
They were mean to me last year when I was like that.
Caillou
Cox.
About this. I'll talk about this a lot
penis
tomorrow
head.
On the comic book podcast, but I was
phallic man.
This last week we were watching this show on HBO called We're Here, which is about drag queens going to these small towns all over America and basically working with people who live in those towns, LGBTQ people who live in those towns, to create a drag show for the week, for that week. And boy, the shit they go through and the hate they get. But the last episode takes place in Florida, and you meet this little girl who at 5 years old, you know, decided she was a little girl and was going to be a little girl. And her mother said, okay, well, how do you say no to that when they can give you the exact reason why they think that they are a little girl and they're on a, and she's going to be a little girl. And she goes through all kinds of shit, and her parents are going through all kinds of shit in Florida for not being able to do trans, you know, these gender affirming cares. And for her, it's just, you know, she's 10 years old. You know, they haven't even started to worry about the hormones and anything yet. It was all just, you know, name change, sex change, that, you know, sex change, you know, on documents and stuff, and making sure she doesn't get misgendered. And it was like, you, Jesus Christ, this stuff, it just pisses me off.
It's pissyable.
Yeah.
So a quick fact check. Protesters got a little rowdy in Tennessee. And immediately Republicans started blaming trans people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that would be all the trans people in America right there. But seriously, on Thursday, hundreds, if not thousands, of protesters took to the streets surrounding the Tennessee Capitol to demand, and here's where it's important, stronger restrictions on firearm purchases in the wake of the school shooting in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those guys got pissed. And they ran in there, and they screamed and yelled, and they pounded on doors. Mm-hmm. They were anti-assault weapon people.
Yes.
Yes.
But for some reason, Charlie Kirk pops up and starts making an ass out of himself. And then Louis Martinelli pops up and says, more footage of the insurrection underway at the Tennessee State Capitol, or shall we say transurrection. And then Caitlyn fucking Jenner. That waste of oxygen said radical rainbow mafia causing a transurrection. Turns out it wasn't. It was fucking high school and college age kids pissed off that we don't aren't doing anything about fucking gun control.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. But we're also up against a break.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take one. And when we get back on the other side, we're just going to round up some news. Yeah.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, Ike Perlmutter is out!
Ding dong, the dick is dead. Dick is dead.
Marvel's loss is Microsoft has made Windows 11 even worse.
It's like it's a goal for them.
The Last of Us on Steam gets bad reviews. A Moving Pictures Secret Invasion lost its release date and page on Disney+.
I will wait for great. I will wait.
Strange New Worlds has a premiere date and a third season.
Climb Pike's Peak.
Joe Quesada signed a first look deal with Amazon. In comics, Jonathan Hickman is taking a run at Marvel Mythology.
I'll probably read it.
Amy Jo Johnson is writing a new comic book series.
The Hot Power Ranger.
The Hot Power Ranger.
DC has a new Batman and Robin series.
Where do they come up with these new ideas?
We review Eternals 500 Year War number 1 and Uncanny X-Men. All this and Gwyneth Paltrow won a dollar. Based for True Believers, it's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
Jeff, you got to insert something funny here.
I got nothing. It's all just joy about Perlmutter going down. Idaho is about to become the first state in the nation to restrict internet travel or interstate travel for abortion. They're basically going to restrict interstate travel, period. Because that's how this works. This is a revocation of your right to free travel inside the United States of America.
Yep.
This is unconstitutional.
Yes.
Very much so. Yep. And they're...
But who's
going to
keep holding them? Nobody's going to hold them liable.
Not the Supreme Court anymore.
No, they don't care.
Anymore,
this isn't their business.
No,
they'll be able
to do their prosecutions. And if they call it a misdemeanor, nobody will do anything about it.
I don't think they said it was a misdemeanor.
No. I haven't said what it is.
It's a felony, I thought, in the article.
Maybe it is in the Maybe it is a felony. I didn't read the full
article.
I'm
pretty sure in the article it said it was going to be a felony if the parent wasn't there to drive across the state.
The bill would create a whole new crime dubbed abortion trafficking, a felony offense that aims to limit minors' ability to travel for abortion care without parental consent.
They don't even care about child trafficking.
Nope.
No.
But okay.
I mean, that's really what you got to say is Jeffrey Epstein raped a bunch of kids and then got them abortions, and that's how you get these fuckers online.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe.
And
basically, these kids can't travel with anyone that's not their legal guardian.
Yep.
Like, out of states ever.
Yep.
Well, we were reading today that the... that their abortion ban up in Idaho is so broad that it does that ectopic termination of ectopic pregnancies is illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you can interpret the law. And it's like, that's
such why they're
bullshit.
All leaving. That's why all the doctors are leaving.
Yeah.
That's
all
why
doctors,
there's
obstetricians, everything are leaving. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be there. Like, I understand they want to be there to save lives, but it's like, I'm not going to I'm not going to lose my life.
Yep. Let's see. House Bill 242, which passed through the state house and is likely to move quickly through the state Senate, seeks to limit minors' ability to travel for abortion care without parental consent. The legislation would create a whole new crime, the abortion trafficking. The bill defined in the bill as, quote, an adult who, with the intent to conceal an abortion from the parents or guardian of a pregnant, unemancipated minor, either procures an abortion or obtains an abortion-inducing drug for the minor, harboring, or transporting the pregnant minor within this state, commits the crime of abortion trafficking.
I just heard one thing there. If their daughters get pregnant and they want them to get the abortion, then they're just fine taking them out of state to get the abortion.
It's not even that just in the article. If they take them to a melt box to get the abortion pills that they got... If, an aunt took them to their mailbox to get it.
That's trafficking.
That's trafficking, and they can go to jail.
Yep.
But the point is that the parents doing it, you know, taking them to the abortion, getting them the abortion is fully legal. And that's how they get out of all of this.
Yeah.
You know, the legislators and stuff, how the wealthy people there get out of it when their kids have an unwanted pregnancy. It's how they get away with it. Because we've always said... The wealthy and the politically powerful will always find a way to get their daughters and their mistresses abortions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nashville school shooting, they've started the funerals.
Yeah.
Mm. Evelyn Diekhouse was called a shining light. She's the first of the 9-year-old children killed at the Covenant school shooting to have her funeral. Before the service, the church's senior minister described the youngster as radiant. She was killed while leading her classmates to safety in response to a fire alarm seemingly tripped by the attacker.
Hmm.
She was killed leading her friends to safety.
A 9-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got the congressman for the area. Was like, yeah, it's too bad. There's nothing we can do about it.
There's really nothing we can do about anything.
Oopsie daisy. My poppy once said that if somebody wants to kill you, they's going to kill you. No, because I do. And I'm not going to.
And if the NRA wants to give me money, I take that money every time.
Yep. A barge carrying methanol has broken free in the Ohio River. Emergency teams are working to secure these 10 barges that broke loose from a tugboat. In front of Louisville, Kentucky, including a barge carrying some 1,400 metric tons of methanol. that is now partially submerged. It's one of three wayward barges that have wedged themselves next to a dam near a power station. Oh, my God.
This is Kentucky.
Boom! There's currently zero evidence of a tank breach or any leaks, and air and water monitoring resources are in place. There's currently no impact to Louisville water, water's water intake, or water quality. Well, that's just now. I mean, give it some time, for fuck's sake. You know?
I already figured that was in I always figured that was in Kentucky water anyway, so.
You remember the Simpsons episode with Tamako?
Yep. No.
Where they accidentally cross-pollinated tomatoes and tobacco?
I do remember that,
and
yeah.
And it was like, oh, drink your water. Methanol water.
Yep, methanol water.
Joe Biden, bless his heart.
Yeah.
Issued a Transgender Day of Visibility proclamation. Said the trans Americans shape our nation's soul.
Yes, they do.
They do. He said, today we show millions of transgender and non-binary Americans that we see them. They belong. They should be treated with dignity and respect. The proclamation read, transgender Americans shape our nation's soul, proudly serving in the military, curing deadly diseases, holding elective office, running thriving businesses, fighting for justice, raising families, and much more. Proclamation relented that America has never fully lived up to the ideas that all people are created equal and deserve to be treated equal throughout their lives, but insisted that it's been something the nation always strives for, pointing to the Biden administration's support for the LGBTQI plus community. Today, quoting again, as we celebrate transgender people, we also celebrate every American's fundamental right to be themselves, bringing us closer to realizing America's full promise. My administration has fought to end these injustices from day one, working to ensure that transgender people and the entire LGBTQI plus community can live openly and safely. It's frustrating to watch what happened here, to watch what just happened in Kentucky, to watch what's happening in Idaho, to watch what's happening in all these goddamn states where we find that the population of transgender people being less than 1% in pretty much every fucking state. And yet these guys have been drawn as the most dangerous threat to democracy. And these Republicans are running with it.
Well, they're school shooters.
Mostly because they face no consequences for being this way to a super minority.
Yep.
There are very few trans people in the world. The only reason we talk about it as much as we do right now is because of the evil Republicans' smear campaign.
They had to hone in on something so nobody knew the other things that they were not doing.
Yep, it's 2004 all over again, but instead of gay marriage, it's trans people. And
well, you roll back to the story before the break, and they're now turning them into the villains. They stormed the Capitol in Tennessee. If this had been 3 years ago, they would have said BLM stormed the Capitol in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's transgender because they have to have a villain. That's how this works. You want an authoritarian government, basically a fascist government. This is how it works, is you have to present a villain that everybody can rally about.
They just roll the dice and have like on all the dice, just a different minority that they can pick on that year.
Exactly.
And roll it.
Exactly.
Like, who the fuck are we going to go after this year?
It comes down to which one's working. Like BLM worked for a while until people wised up and said, oh, that's not going to work. And then they were like Antifa. Antifa isn't even a real thing. People started to figure that out. But transgender, we can work on transgender because that offends the religious right. So we'll go for that one.
And no matter how many of them get together to fight back, they're always going to be a tiny handful of people.
Yep.
You know, that ought to be left the fuck alone.
Exactly.
That's all any of this is a group of people that just want to fucking live their lives. And live their lives is important, especially when we come down to talking about the children that are affected, is how much higher the suicide rate is for trans people versus everybody else in America, how much higher the suicide rate is for LGBTQI people, plus people. You know, which is higher than the average for cis people, you know, you add in there people of color, you add in there people with economically disadvantaged, or should I say, you know, poor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what it all rolls down to, is they can't fight back. And if cis people and allies don't do a better job of organizing and protesting and making the phone calls and writing the letters than we're doing right now. And don't get me wrong, there's some heroic efforts going on. There's just not enough people doing it. There's not enough people paying attention. And and if white cis people don't get their heads out of their asses and start fighting for people of color and fighting for the LGBTQI plus folks, you know, it's all going to keep going to shit. And when things like this go to shit, we end up with dead people. And that pisses me off. You know, well, actually, it pisses me off pretty much at every step. But, you know, when you get to the end. So speaking of folks that just deserved better, Walter Cole, better known as the iconic drag queen who performed for decades as Darcile the 15th, a fearless advocate for Portland's LGBTQ plus community, has died of natural causes in Portland. He was 92. Darcile, who died Thursday, was crowned the world's oldest working drag performer in 2016 by the Guinness Book of World Records and was regaling audiences until the very end. As a performer, Darcile was known for hosting the longest-running drag show on the United States West Coast. Offstage, Cole, an Army veteran, championed LGBTQI plus rights and charitable work causes in Portland. So, yeah, Darcile.
R.I.P.
Yeah, dies at 92. Won a world record.
That is a good one.
That is a good one.
And when you think about...
going to be in there forever.
Probably.
A drag queen who opened a nightclub more than 50 years ago, you know, of that age, of that generation, that's remarkable. You know, coming through the 70s and 80s, you know, as a drag queen and able to survive that long and thrive that long. That's an accomplishment.
So that's it for the news this week, guys. This is where we normally do our, hey, folks, we're going to go over to Patreon right now, where we do more of the show. And we do it for the low, low cost of whatever you can help us out with each month. If you help us out, that money goes towards basically paying for the time, the hosting, and the bandwidth that we use to record, edit, produce, distribute, and hand off the podcasts here on the world's greatest podcast network, Defenestrate Media, for you guys for free.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ask for a little help. That's what we do. Now, look, say you don't want to get into a commitment. Maybe you're a little commitment phobic. You can pop over to theleftshow.com over there on the top right side. So many different ways that you can pitch in. And we need it. We desperately need it. I got 4 new shows ready to go that I can't afford to start up right now. And so if you guys can come over and help a little bit, it's patreon.com/defenmedia. D-E-F-E-N media. You can do that. You can go over to theleftshow.com and just give one time, you know, which would be just wonderful. Bigger the better. It's just great. Whatever size, bigger the better. You know, I mean, that's how you can help us. Another way you can help us is buying merch. That's advertising. We don't make any money on the merch, but if you're wearing it around, people are going to say, the fuck is that all about? And let me tell you, there's some pretty good political statements on shirts over there. And I got more coming next week if I can find the time. Right now, I'm just fighting a little cottonmouth, which is no fun at all. So we're at the end. Thank you, JC.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Taylor.
I'm here.
You are here. You are. You make everything better, buddy. That rhymed.
Nice.
All right. Let's all do what the British lady says.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.